Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
el horizonte de mi mente se ha escondido el sol. En el horizonte de mi mente se ha escondido el sol. En el horizonte de mi mente se ha escondido el sol.
Wow, sorry, I was just on the phone right now. Yeah, that was Los Jaivas with La Conquistada. That was for my compadre Carlitos. I know that he likes it. And Marie Yvonne, I found the song, but I'm going to play it throughout the, throughout the show. you'll hear it, all right? The one that I cannot find is the one that you, Carlitos, asked me for. Anyway, I played this for you, and then I'll play another something else for you as well. But La Ronda Ronda, yeah, I found it, and it's somewhere here on the screen here somewhere. Right, amigos. What I was saying before, you know, about the native people of the world, you know, of the world. Countries particularly, we got in Chile, we got a major problem with the natives because the natives have been robbed of their land, you know, and exploited, you know, as the mining and forestry, you know, they've been cutting down the trees, and that is their sustenance, you know, that's how these peoples survive, you know. That's how they survive with the land, untouched land, only for harvest, you know, producing food, not just for them, you know, for the whole country. And forestry, you know, we need the trees, you know, everywhere in the world we need trees, you know, because trees they bring you oxygen, shade, you know, and the beauty of a tree, you know, it's like it's something that's alive, you know. I mean, you got a tree outside your house, it's like having company, you know, because that tree is growing as well, you know, and it's alive, and it's watching you all the time. It's watching you to look after it, okay? So, yeah, the whole idea of looking after it's humane. Humane, and also you love the environment because you don't want the next generation to live in a desert. You know, desert, all dry, all nothing there, nothing growing, you know. Unfortunately, I'm going to tell you this, right, which we all know, it is true. We all know that it's happening, and that is in Palestine, you know, in Gaza, you know. The idea is to flatten Gaza, get rid of all the people, flatten Gaza, and build holiday resorts. You know, that's how this president, so-called president, Mr. Trump, said it. There are lots of people in New York and in the States, you know, interested in investing in holiday resorts, you know, on the Gaza Strip, okay. I found this on the web, but there you know, hotels, seaside resorts, you know, business, but at the cost of human lives, you know, the cost of getting rid of all the Palestinian people living on the Gaza Strip. And that is the worst thing ever to do. Well, what do you think when they discovered this her, is it her or her? You know, this kind of race, you know, that come from outer space, you know, from some satellites, you know, directed to the Earth to create earthquake, to create all these things. If that was happening Now, in all the countries that oppose the United States' support for genocide, do you wonder why? Do you think why only these countries are suffering these situations, these weather conditions, these bad weather conditions, conditions that never happened before? In Venezuela, there's never been such a strong earthquake before. Obviously, the whole earth is alive, so these tremors, that you don't even notice the tremors. In England, there are about 10 tremors a day. But we don't feel them because they are very, very low scale, you know, they're very low scale. If it was a 5, 6, or 7, then we'll notice. And we did a few years ago, some years ago, I can't remember the exact year, but it happened, and they felt it in Wales, yeah. And anyway, what's happening right now in Palestine, you know, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing, you know. And somebody wrote on, you know, I was... This is a very sarcastic thing. I was scrolling on Facebook. You know, I'm addicted to this damn thing. You know, Facebook, and somebody said that the Argentinian president was giving away land, more and more land. It's already been specified that he actually gave 100,000 acres of land to the settlers who were escaping from Gaza. Some settlers are escaping from Gaza because they think that the poo is going to hit the fan pretty soon. And also, the IDF, they're not too keen not too keen in stopping the war because they've been, this is their command. You carry on there. You carry on what we told you to do. We carry on doing this and that. So anyway, the retaliation from the people on the Gaza Strip, you know, is becoming stronger. And also, Iran keep bombing them. Lebanon keep bombing them too. So things are not happening according to their plans. You know, they're kind of like they're not working out. So what's happening now is that these people, settlers, who are not even real Jews, you know, because these Jews that arrived there on the settlements, they're not real. They're all made, they're homemade. Manufactured, you know, Jews. Yeah, and they went there with the intentions of having land, you know, like when they took the properties away from the Palestinians, they were given to New Yorkers who they never set foot on Palestine, and they were declaring that they were that land was promised to them 3,000 years ago. They keep repeating the same thing all the time. You know, everywhere they go, they repeat the same story. Nobody believes that story anymore. 3,000 years, where, what, who, what? God? No. I don't think God would have given you the chance to go out there and commit genocide, you know, and kill all the people in order to take their land. No, I don't think so. I do not think so. Right. So what I was saying before, you know, in Patagonia, for example, you know, the part that the land that was, this guy Milei was given to the is still given to these settlers, the KP settlers. it's part of the. It's like the eighth wonder of the world. You know, Patagonia is like a paradise. You know, you got rivers, unpolluted rivers. You got the nature there, animals. You know, birds. You know, trees, flowers. You know, beautiful. When these people arrive somewhere, you know, what do? They settle, they go, they make friends with the neighbors and stuff, you know, and suddenly they start taking more and more and more and more and more land, you know. When I was in Chile, you know, I mean, this is many, many years ago, in 73, 72, 71 maybe, I don't know, somebody said, made a joke, you know, and he said, this is more dangerous than an Argentinian making maps. You know, because in the 80s, you know, there was a confrontation between Chile and Argentina, you know, that almost went to war. A few shots were fired and I think a few people got injured because the Argentinians were advancing a little bit more, you know, more and more land, you know, or the frontier. They were moving the frontier towards more and more, clearing closer, right, slowly, slowly. So that was one of the situations. And then there was other things that added to the chaos, you know, that took place at the time, right? And then I remember that they were very, very close to going to war for a piece of land. Can you believe that? For a piece of land, you know? And that land is not even inhabited, right? It's like... I don't know. The world is crazy. To be honest, the world is very crazy, you know. And the land has been there all the time since the beginning of the world, you know. And they haven't even touched it. It's just because land, space, you know, as if you weren't gonna build a massive, favela or whatever you want to call it, or hotel. No, it was just a piece of land, okay? Anyway, all these leaders of the world interfered, you know, to stop these two countries from going to war. Even the Pope did. But did they listen? No, they didn't listen. The Queen of England to interfere on that. And things started getting better when she interfered. I don't know what she said. I wasn't there. It was not published what she said because obviously it was a secret thing. I don't know whether she threatened both with being grounded or something. I don't know. There you are. You see, and now these people are being given land on that same side that the Argentinian and Chileans were fighting for, you know. Don't you reckon that they're going to spread out a little bit more and more and more and more and more? And the thing is, I don't think anybody would mind giving them a piece of land to live on and to settle down and stop being nomads, you know, going around everywhere. Because everywhere they go, I'm sorry, unfortunately, they don't fit in. They don't fit in with the people, you know. They're always against them because they think they're the chosen people. It says in a book that they wrote themselves. So, yeah, dangerous. Dangerous, and Milei is giving away this land. He's giving money to them, too, to build. And he's taking the money off the children with cancer who were traveling to their treatment in different hospitals and clinics. He said, no more money for you. We need the money because with the other things are more important. Can you see that? How do you think a parent with a child with cancer would feel to hear that? They want to kill him. You know, my child is having treatment and he's got to go to the clinic or the hospital once or twice a week, for example. You know, if he gets worse and worse and worse. And this guy stopped the help of medicine and also the traveling to the medical centers. And also education. He said, oh, education, what the hell is education? You know, we don't need education. You know, we already know what we know, what we want. No. He knows what he wants. He thinks he's an economist or something like that. But I think he won that title in a raffle, you know, or he found it somewhere, you know, on a scratch card, you know, or something like that, you know, or he bought it on eBay, I don't know. Because the way he is running the country is not very, it's not a very, very friendly to his people. It's not very friendly to the economy of Argentina. To advise people to eat donkey because beef and meat was to be exported, you know, and the United States, you know, they're kind of taking over the business of the beef industry. Can you believe that? The Argentina's always been famous in the world for beef, you know, meat. What are the gauchos are going to do? What are the gauchos? They're going to be under the orders of an American businessman, you know? No, no, these people are free. They want to do their own thing, you know? And you know, and this is exactly what's happening there. And it will soon start to happen in Chile, too. If it's already not happening, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not happening already. You know, and all these things that I'm talking about right now, you know, are important, you know, are very important, you know, for the country, for the future of the country. I don't have much to live. I've probably got a few more years to live, you know, but I would like to see my country, Chile, Argentina, you know, the whole continent, you know, flowering, you know, flourishing, you know, like beautiful. Because the continent can sustain itself, can maintain itself, can produce everything, everything. And the main thing is food. Without food, we don't go anywhere. Without water, we don't go anywhere. Without a car, well, we don't, we can go places, but it's a car. But having a car doesn't mean that you're going to be healthy and live forever. No, 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 no. It can take you to the hospital quicker than running or cycling, but if you have a healthy life, you know, obviously you don't fear too much about being in an emergency, going to the hospital, trying to get some treatment or something, you know, like. And these, all these basic things, you know, education, health, housing, are being attacked by the two leaders of these two countries. And people voted for them. I am pretty sure that in Argentina, there are lots of people who voted for this guy, Milei, and they're now crying and regretting, why did I do it? Why? How do we get rid of this guy? If he was somebody from the Communist or Socialist Party, they would have got rid of him by now. But because the guy's a rightist, fascist, narcissist, homophobic, racist, very racist. He looks down on all the other countries, you know, thinking that his country is the best country in the world. Argentina used to be a great country in the past. Used to be in the big country in the past. And suddenly, government after government after government, they started eating away all this graciousness that this country had. And look at this now. Look at the way they ended up. Chile used to be a gracious country. And now we'll see the results after this fellow who took power, you know. And he's been... did you know that the floodings in Chile right now, you know, people have lost their homes, and they've lost their properties, they got nowhere to go, nowhere to live. The government should be there, you know, helping them, you know, and donating, you know, materials and stuff to build up the new home or repair their home. And do you know what he's doing? He's asking the victims themselves to put money through to help themselves. So what is the government there for? What is the help? The welfare of the Chileans, you know, the welfare office who is supposed to be there, the volunteers are there. Well, they're all there, by the way, you know, the volunteers are all there. It's the ones who actually get paid that are not all there, right? Because they think, oh, no, man, it's all right, we'll pass. You know, we had this before, and the Chileans don't know how to cope with it. Yeah, because if you don't get the help, you have to do it yourself, right? But that is shameful, Mr. President. I can't even say it properly because I don't think it's a president, a proper president, asking the victims, you know, of the damaged homes and, you know, properties for help, for money, to help themselves. You know, where's all that money that is saved in banks, you know, government money for emergencies? There's always money for emergencies, always. And the government should be the first to be there, present, helping these people. And where are they? Nobody knows. And asking money for help themselves. How sad is that? How sad has this world become? I don't know. I think if I carry on, man, I'm probably end up in tears. So I want to play some music for you. And Latino Dimes, 93.2 FM.
Change is the only solution to solve the problems of the world. We need a spiritual revolution. Conscious guidance based on inner will. Pure, not influenced by politics or a mission to kill. And supernatural power is not in the second, the minute, or the hour. But existing life. Before, here, and after, life is of living with unity and laughter. Are slaves of their own egotism, insecure, lonely, and deprived of real vision of the relaxed life of harmony, of unity. And a world full of hatred. One nuclear explosion and the planet gets fated. So we need to wake up and eradicate greed. join resources together and partake of the we. Because society is stressed, stressed to the max. Everyone working just to pay tax, to pay for the weapons, the bombs, and the oil. When all that's really needed is one seat on the soil. The seat of equality, of justice and peace. Global awareness, then life is a breeze, so the next generation can forget about violence. No threats of war now, the streets they are silent, except for the music, the birds and the laughter, because human with a spirit live on ever after. From the very beginning, we all talk to the drum, and this is the vision of the world to come, to come.
Wow, man, what a message. There you are. You see, music is a message. Music is culture. Music is what we have, what we feel in our hearts, and also we can communicate with the rest of human beings, you know, through music. And by listening to this this fella, you know, to be honest, you know, I didn't think it was going to be in English. I thought it was in Spanish. But I'm glad it was in English, because then we can all get the point. We can all get the idea of what is happening right now. Okay, Maria Ivonne. Maria Ivonne Bastidas, I've got something for you, and I hope you like it. And yes, my friends, I love you guys very much, you know, and I want to see you pretty soon. I think we will see you pretty soon. And this is for you, Maria Ivonne and Carlitos.
Ya juega, ya canta. Penélope con su bolso de piel marrón y sus zapatitos de tacón y su vestido de domingo. Penélope se sienta en un banco de y espera que llegue el primer tren, meneando el abanico. Cuentan en el pueblo que un caminante paró su reloj una tarde.
John Monserrat. I hope that Maria liked that song, La Ronda, 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 Ronda. I remember that when I was, very, very young, you know, in Chile. We used to listen to Charo Cofre. And I remember that my stepdad fancied her. My mom used to get really mad at me. Oh, yeah, why don't you go with her? And, you know, and oh, funny, funny times. Okay, amigos, I've got a blast from the past now, and I hope that you like it. I know that there are some people out there listening to my show, and this will bring them back memories.
Amor a Dios, no se puede continuar, ya la magia terminó, ahora tengo que marchar, será mejor seguir nuestra soledad. Si hoy el cielo se cubrió, quizás mañana brille el sol. No sufras más, quizás mañana nuestro llanto quede atrás. Y si me dices que tu amor me esperará, tendré la luz que mi sendero alumbrará. Me quedaré
siempre tú me das, que tú me das. Y si me dices que tu amor me esperará, tendré la luz que mi sendero alumbrará y volveré como un ave que retorna a su nidal. Verás que pronto volveré y me quedaré por esa paz que siempre, siempre tú me das, que tú me das, y volveré. A tus brazos caeré, las estrellas brillarán, nuestro amor renacerá.
cariño tú los tienes en tengue. Que titiritaina, que titirimundi, que titiritero. Tiene el tengarengue, tengarengue tiene lo que no que. Hey, leimo. Como titila. Que titilando está. Mi gaita de luna. Pedacito de palo.
La telita de sábado. Luna de 90 o 100. 27 le llevo contado. Del hombro al primer bordado. Por encima de la blusa. Tiene que se asoma. El que más me gusta.
Si no te quiere nadie, ¿por qué no quiere? Nunca fue hermosa. Ya verá que vendrá. Hay el amor en un cometa. Si por un cariño sueña, cuando tú quieras vienes. Hey, hey, hey.
La telita de Sabadell, una de 90 o 100. 27 le llevo contado. Del hombro al primer bordado. Que la telita de Sabadell.
La telita de sábado.
Okay, amigos, we're coming to the end of the show. Yeah. Right, okay. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And special hello and greetings to Carlitos and Marie Bon, who requested those two songs. I'm sorry, Carlito, I didn't find it, but I will for next time. I will have more time. Right, compadres, thank you very much for listening to Sheffield Live and Ladino Dimes. I hope that you're going to join me again next Monday from 5 till 7. And remember, if you want to come along and play live music, we bring your guitar, your flute, your saxophone, instruments that you can carry easy, and because the stairs are pretty, pretty, pretty long, and there's not much room here to install a whole band. So bring me a sampler. If you cannot bring an instrument, bring me a sampler and we'll play a couple of songs. You can bring your guitar and play a couple of songs live and direct on Sheffield Live. Can you believe that, man? You'll be on the radio live. So throughout the week, let me know. And my number is, one more time, 07944-031894. Okay, amigos, take care, love one another, and free Palestine.
Y es otra noche llorándote. Y son las cosas que no dije. Y sé que el tiempo no me deja más y no me deja verte. Me está matando no poder tenerte y duele. Otra noche llorándote. Y son las cosas que no dije. Y sé que el tiempo no me deja más y no me deja verte. Me está matando no poder tenerte y duele. Y no te miento, duele.
Y que somos tal para cual, tú no puedes negarlo. Siente lo mismo que yo, así que dale mambo. Si no tienes tiempo para mí, yo no tengo tiempo para ti. Búscate otra que se busque, papi, todo tu reclamo. Halo, tú me tienes psycho. Luzco para arriba, papi, luzco para abajo. Busco la salida, no encuentro nada más. Solo sabe la luna donde quiero llegar. Y es otra noche que paso pensando que tú no estarás con la otra. Y me duele en el pecho saber que termina lo que una vez empieza. Y te juro que el peso no me lo quita nadie. Y es
me ves llorando un